Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An operetta based on the classic Greek tale of Orpheus is presented in Orpheus and the Underworld at the University of Louisiana Monroe next Thursday and Friday. Mark Clark is the show's director and joins me for more. Mark, good to see you.
Great to see you too, Bob. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, looking forward to the conversation and the show coming up. Let's just kind of jump right in. How does this story begin?
Well, it's based on the popular mythology story of Orpheus. And this particular story is a very well-known, extremely well-known story. It's about Orpheus, who plays the lyre, and he's a poet, and he's a great composer and great singer. His wife, Eurydice, dies. She's bitten by a viper. Mm-hmm. And so for some reason, she ends up in the underworld. He goes down to the underworld, and he talks the gods that are down there into letting her be released, give her another chance at life, because he loves her so much. And because of his great skills and compositional ability, he is able to woo them. But the problem is, or the challenge is for him, that's traditionally told, is that he is not to look back at her as they go up to Earth. And he does. And then she has to go back to the underworld, and he loses her forever, although there are other manifestations, other stories of that told in a number of different versions, where there's a happy ending, there's a sad ending. Mm-hmm. But the first opera that was ever written by Jacopo Peri in 1599 was called Eurydice. So it was about the woman.
Right.
And then Monteverdi wrote Orfeo in 1607, which remains a classic opera. 1599 one wasn't so good, 1607. And then we have Gluck wrote a version too. So we have like these real serious retellings of this story,
right,
with beautiful music, and but extremely, extremely serious. This one comes along. It's going to be premiered in 1858. Mm-hmm. And it is just a total farce, complete farce.
Right. Taking that and turning it into satire.
That's a great idea.
How do you approach that, you know, in bringing the show together as director?
Well, first of all, I think it helps that it's a well-known story. Mm-hmm. And I think that what I wanted to do as the director, now I've directed this before and I wasn't really happy with it. I felt it was not a great rewarding experience for me. Something was missing in it. So I took a long, hard look at it. I like the piece for us because there are a lot of roles in it. So the gods and the goddesses, we have roles for a lot of women and a lot of men. And I think for our program, I think it's a very good thing to give people opportunities. So that was one of the reasons why. But in looking at this, I wanted to make sure the story was clear. And so I redesigned it quite a bit over the summer and I rewrote the script, basically. That's different. We have this character of a public opinion, which I think is a great idea. And so basically public opinion can comment from the public side of it in the 19th century. We've taken that to the 20th century. And like I said, we've rewritten the script. I basically written this part for McKenna Jovingo.
Some of the leading roles, who is going to be portraying those?
Well, Daniel Ziegler is going to be performing the role of Orpheus, and Julian Jones, who is on our faculty, will be performing the role of Pluto, and then Amy Mathurin is performing the role of Eurydice, which is the pronunciation in French, and then we have Jupiter, and a lot of these gods and goddesses are based on the Roman scheme, that is Nathaniel Medlin. And he's terrific too, and Amy is wonderful. It's a terrific cast all the way through. We've also, like I said, given opportunities to a lot of students and a lot of first-time opportunities. We got a couple freshmen up there. Mm-hmm. We have people that have been here for a couple years and never been on the stage. The role of Mercury, I thought it would be kind of fun if I I bought her a pair of moon boots, and she bounces, you know, because Mercury right. has got the metabolism of a chihuahua, as Jupiter says. So we have that, and all the characters are well done, and it's a real ensemble sort of a play too. So all the gods and goddesses are what we would call chorus too, mm-hmm. so they can sing together.
Also lending and enhancing the performance, live orchestra accompanying as well.
We do. It's a small ensemble, and it's going to be reminiscent. If you've heard Gilbert and Sullivan, you're going to hear a similar size, a similar sound 25 years before Gilbert and Sullivan. But it's a nice, clean, transparent sound. Doesn't cover up the singers. Which is very good. We want to hear the words, want to hear everything that goes on, and so I think it's a very good balance.
Well, the performance is coming up next Thursday and Friday of Orpheus in the Underworld. It's going to be taking place at Brown Auditorium. Mark, how can you find out more about attending?
Well, the information is 342-1414, as always. General admission for everyone off campus is $15. For faculty and staff, it's $5 per ticket. Students with an ID are admitted free, but everybody needs a ticket. So if you just come to the VAPA office in Biedenhorn Hall, 105, mm-hmm. bottom floor, or give a call for information, 342-1414. That'll do it.
Orpheus in the Underworld, coming up next Thursday and Friday at Brown Auditorium. Mark Clark is the director of the show. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcast by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.